The U.S. military plans to set up a base for drones in northwestern Africa to bolster its spying operations in the region. The base for the unmanned aircraft would likely be located in western Niger near the border with Mali. French forces are currently waging a war in Mali for resources under the pretext of a campaign against Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund has agreed to provide an $18.4 million emergency loan to Mali. The IMF executive board approved the loan under the Rapid Credit Facility and is aimed at helping to secure the western supported government. Well, joining us now from Foreign Policy in Focus, the co-director of it, that is Amira Woods. She's joining us on the line from Washington. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Woods. Now, this command center for drones in Niger is part of the so-called Africa Command of the U.S. This Africa Command also includes stationing numerous U.S. forces in different countries in Africa under the pretext of quote-unquote training African militaries against insurgency and terrorism. What do you make of this increasing militarization of the continent by America?
Well, we have to begin by saying that this AFRICOM, the U.S. Africa Command, was created under the Bush administration and continued and strengthened under the Obama administration. It represents an expanded militarization of U.S. Africa policy. It coincides with Africa increasing its significance as a supplier of oil to the United States. AFRICOM stood up in October 2008. Just as Africa was actually reaching over 25% of the oil imports that come to the U.S. come from Africa. So Africa is increasing its significance, not only for oil, natural gas, but for other vital resources. So we have seen this steady increase in the militarization. Now, AFRICOM is headquartered in Stuttgart, Germany, because of tremendous opposition on the continent, particularly from governments in the region, from South Africa to Nigeria to Algeria, that refused to host AFRICOM and encouraged a continental stance against hosting a headquarters for AFRICOM. So AFRICOM actually established itself in Stuttgart, Germany, where it remains till today. Now, the programs of AFRICOM have been extensive, from training and equipping African armies, to, as we see now, the increased use of drone technology, primarily for intelligence gathering, but also for what we've seen, particularly in places like Somalia, for more lethal purposes as well. So I think what you see is an expanded U.S. military footprint in and around the African continent that coincides with increased significance of resources from Africa over the past few years.
Well, Ms. Woods, if the ultimate objective here is to secure African natural resources, whatever happened to investing within the economy, opening it to foreign market and investment?
Well, I think what we see is a thirst for key resources for the global economy, and access and control of those resources have often been a key determinant of foreign policy. So it's not a new phenomenon. Remember, this goes back to the days of colonialism, where the colonizers looked to the resources of Africa to drive their economies. But the quest to dominate was often expressed most directly through military power and military might. So it's not a new phenomenon, but it is increasingly worrisome in this 21st century that the dependence on vital resources, particularly the natural resources coming from the African world. And it's not only the U.S., but Europe and China and many other countries that are looking to Africa's resources as a means of growing their own economies. And I think the concern is that...
Indeed. Let me just cut in there, Ms. Woods. We are running out of time. What does this mean, in your opinion? Ms. Woods, let me just interrupt you there. We're running out of time.
Controlling through military might.
What do you think this means for a democracy as far as Africa goes? The U.S., as you also pointed out, is propping up militaries across the continent. These militaries are notorious for staging coups against democratically elected governments. This is going to see a depletion of democracy, if anything, in Africa, isn't it?
Well, I think we have to look at Mali as the best example. You have a U.S.-trained military officer, a captain, Captain Sonogo, has been trained by the U.S. Military. The U.S. has gone through training programs in Mali now for quite some years. It's said that in the last, it's reported that in the last 8 years, at least seven times, Captain Sonogo and other military officers from Mali have participated in U.S. military training programs, and yet it is that U.S. armed and trained military that launched a coup back in March 2012 that actually created this downward spiral for the country. So 1 month before the elections in Mali, this military, strengthened and equipped by the U.S., decided that they could do it better than the civilian leaders. And so they launched a coup that has created a political vacuum that has led to both a political as well as a security and humanitarian crisis in the country that's spilling over throughout the region.
Right.
So I think we have to look at the consequences of this effort to train, equip, strengthen militaries, particularly
okay.
when it's military.
We're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we have run out of time. Amira Woods there, the co-director of Foreign Policy and Focus, joining us there from Washington. Ms. Woods, thank you very much for your comments here on Press CB.